I would like to greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcoming all of you. Also our brothers and sisters who are joining us online worldwide by the internet, we greet you from this place. Yes, many were phoning and writing emails who are joining us. They were sending greetings to all of us. And these greetings I would like to read to you before we praise our Lord together. We have greetings here from Brother Jean-Claude, from Durban, from Dr. Lotika from Australia, from Brother and Sister Anderson from New Zealand, then from the brethren from Edmonton, Canada, from Denver, USA, from Brother Grazian from Ashdod, Israel, from Brother Mercius from Haiti, from the family Azevedo from Azori Islands, from Brother Michel from Rwanda, Angola, Luanda. Greetings from Brother Luis from Mozambique. Then once again from Brother Joachim from Mozambique. From Brother Ivan from Cuba. Then we have greetings from Brother Raffaele and Sister Marie from Italy. Brethren from Brother Francesco Donati, greetings. Then Brother Michea and from Brother Gianfranco, all from Italy. From Brother Trapani is also sending greetings. Then greetings Brother Valadio from Russia, from the brethren from Donetsk, Ukraine, and Moldivodi, Sister Valentina from Russia, Brother Alexander from Tatarstan, and Brother Thomas, from Brother Tadeo from Czech Republic. Then greetings from Brother Bado from Burkina Faso, Brother Zulu from South Africa, Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Greetings from Kishinev, from Sister Victoria, from Brother Vladimir, from Bashkirien. Then from the family Koyola from Finland, from Brother Anthony from Finland, then from Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, warm greetings from Brother Paul Nyagi, Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda, then from Kolwezi, from Brother Justin from Africa, from Brother Engenda from Burundi, from Brother Betantu from Kazangulu, this is the Congo, from Brother Jean Martin from Abidjan, from Brother Bambele from the Congo. Then we have greetings from Brother Yapi from Abidjan, from Brother Caleb from Nigeria, greetings from Brother Leonard from South Africa, greetings from Brother Bruce from Cape Town, from Brother Tambo Manaka, from Brother Lawrence, then greetings from Brother Philemon from Pretoria, from Brother Lupondo from Africa, greetings from Brother Mupa from the DRC, from Brother Hervé from Lyon, and Brother Ferry from Hungary. Then greetings from Brother Ivan from Bulgaria, greetings from Brother Frederick from Belgium, greetings from Brother Christian from Romania, greetings from Brother Rigoberto, from Brother Tony, from Brother Chilumba, and from Brother Joseph Nyani. All these brethren are sending heartfelt greetings, and we are happy that they are joined with us by the transmission, and we wish all God's blessing. Now, we want to sing songs praising our Lord We start with song number 17 from these little booklets. Song number 17, Near the Cross. 17.
Precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its seeds before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow.
Yes, brothers and sisters, by the cross, by the surrendering of the Lamb of God, by the holy blood of Jesus Christ, we are once for all reconciled with God. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces. The damage is done well. We are children of God, and we may never forget what God has great things done for us. We want to bring praises now to Him. Let us sing together song number 10. Oh, how sweet. Number 10. take the name of Jesus. Number 10.
Name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it fills my soul with joy. When his loving arms receive us, and his songs our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Als Maria,
when Mary
zu Elisabeth ging,
came to Elizabeth,
zum ersten Mal diesen Namen,
and when she heard for the first time this name, then John was jubilating in the womb of joy, because this is the name which was given for our salvation, and we cannot praise this name enough. And if already the songwriters expressed it like this here, and in the second stanza, let us go in Jesus' name, let us march. He is our tower. In him we will conquer our enemies. Brothers and sisters, the enemy is defeated because Jesus Christ defeated him. And this is our victory. And we may walk forward with our Lord. And we are grateful that we can be gathered here in his presence this evening, praising and glorifying his name. Now I would like to read us a word from the first epistle of John, chapter 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Very serious words, brothers and sisters. And there was never a time where the deception in the spiritual realm was so cunning, decorated with scriptures, as in our time. And the Lord warned us, Matthew 24, how it will be in the end time, that many false Christs, false anointed ones, will go out. They would say, there is Christ, here is Christ. And today, all of the Christian world, everywhere, as they are celebrating, the churches are getting larger and larger. They have become rich, but only outwardly. Brothers and sisters, we should be so grateful to God for the grace that God has sent His messenger to bring us back to the faith of our fathers, to the faith of the apostles, to the doctrine of the apostles, that which God has revealed to His servants. Paul could say, by the Spirit it was revealed to me, the mystery which was hidden. Brothers and sisters, much grace was given to us, and we are grateful for the word of prophecy, but also for the teaching word, for the biblical placing of all what God promised for this time and what comes to pass in our time. And we are in the midst of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy and promises. We are a part of that, what God is doing right now. We are not only now the church of the Lord, but we belong to the bride of Jesus Christ. We know the church is large, but therein is a bride which has part in the first resurrection, which is separated, and which only listens to the word. She's founded and settled on the word, on the foundation of the word established. She believes every word of God. And today we are here to feast upon the word of God. Let us be in the matter with all our hearts. God speaks to our hearts. He speaks to you and me personally. Let us hear what the Lord wants to say to us today. And let us give Him the glory. Now let us stand up for prayer. And I ask Brother Alfred Borg to come. Heavenly Father, together we are coming into Your presence. For we believe that You are present this evening, just as You promised it. Your promises are yes and amen. We thank You for the precious word which we heard already. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. You have given us the Spirit of truth. And this Spirit leads us into all the truth which you revealed in our days. We thank you for this evening and we ask you, come in our midst. Manifest your presence in all of us. Bless all who are joining us worldwide, who have part in this service. We ask you, bless your servant. Give him strength to proclaim your word. Give us all grace that we receive your word, that we believe it, and that we have a new experience with you. Please, Lord, help everyone tonight. If there is trouble and problems, make an end to it. Where there is sickness, heal thou. The arm of the Lord is exalted. We thank you for the victory of Calvary. You manifested your victory in all of us, all who believe you tonight. We thank you and we glorify the blood of Calvary. We thank you for your word and for the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Come to your right tonight with all who are hearing your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing, only believe, only believe.
Only believe, all things are possible.
Amen. You may be seated. To the Lord be the thanks that we can come together from near and far. As the songwriter sings, they come from the east and west. They come from the south and north. The last message must and will reach all nations and tongues. That's how the Lord wanted it. That's how He promised it. And that's how it is happening before our very eyes. Many greetings were read to us already, and some are asking themselves, shall we read all these greetings at all? But please, put yourself into this condition, who are in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, or Africa, who are joined with us, and then they're sending greetings. May God bless all. I have also some greetings here. Dr. Mbie is sending heartfelt greetings. More than 3,000 people are already gathered who are listening now. Then Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi. Brother Jacques from the Ivory Coast. Brother Inodi is also sending heartfelt greetings. Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland is sending greetings. Brother Müller from Germany. Brother Thies from Berlin. Yes, Brother Thies is that brother who phoned me and who just said simply, Brother Frank, of course you know what the 3rd of December means. I said, one moment, what do you mean? Yes, on the 3rd of December, you were in Jeffersonville. On the 3rd of December, you had the conversation with Brother Branham. Of course, 3rd of December, 1962. Many years have passed. Then, Brother Solomon is sending greetings from Dublin. Brother Nyagi, Nairobi, Brother Ellis, Edmonton, Brother Ngonga, Africa, and Brother Trispel is also sending greetings. And today, I would like to thank all who speak other languages, that you have patience, that you are listening in patience, and we are grateful to our Lord that also the songs are being translated so that all can tune in and that all can have part in it, in that what God is doing right now. Then we have the short report about the mighty missionary trip to Kuwait and to Bahrain. Kuwait was the 164th country which my feet stepped upon. And Bahrain was the 165th country which my feet stepped upon in the past 55 years. God really, from the very beginning, He has taken care of it, that the doors were opening and that the hearts were opening. And I just say now, you all know, when we 1966 and also from 1967 beginning, when we had the radio program via Radio Luxembourg, all could listen in Russia, in the Czech Republic, in all of the world. We had the program. The program was a medium wave, and short wave. The contacts were established internationally by this radio program, because everywhere were German-speaking people, also in Moscow, and in Warsaw, and in Prague, and everywhere. God just took care of it, that the beginning was made in Europe. And now we are looking back to all these countries in which God has blessed. Brother Tati, who accompanied me many times, he said, Brother Frank, I have accompanied you in 30 countries. I was with you. I translated you. And every time I was blessed anew. Brother Tati, please stand up so that all people can see you. The Lord God has really blessed our brother Tati. And now also we had the meetings in Cameroon. There I was not feeling too well. I just preached 47 minutes, and then I had to sit down. And the finishing a brother did for me. But nevertheless, God blessed beyond asking and understanding. And we are grateful to the Lord for it. And on the last missionary trip to Kuwait and to Bahrain, our beloved brother Michael was with me. And also brother Miro, he was with us. And he was taken care of that the whole world could listen and could tune in. And brother Michael, he really translated in a mighty way. And just imagine, these people, they heard for the first time, they heard of the message of Brother Branham, or of Brother Branham, or of that what God promised. For the first time they heard it. And all who heard the beginning of this meeting with the music, with the fast music, Pentecostal churches, but they heard nothing of what God promised for this time. Hallelujah, singing, praise God, and so forth. But God could not speak to them. For what is all the praise and worship, which in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men? What really overwhelmed me is, and I would like to greet our brothers and sisters in Kuwait and Bahrain. They are now listening. They are now listening to us. Just think of it. A couple of days ago, the first missionary trip to that place, for the first time they heard the message, and now they are joining us online. They are listening now, live. What a grace God has given to us. Also all the brothers who are contributing to it, that the technique can be used, that the people can hear the word of God all over the world. May God bless especially our beloved brother Michael. His language is the Urdu language, but more than 200 million people are speaking this language, and they are spread all over these countries. And we are grateful that the English language is being heard everywhere and being understood. And then, of course, comes the translation to it. To the Lord God be the thanks and the glory for that what He is doing right now on the earth. Then we have international visit in us. Brother Dr. Chovava, is he here? Please stand up. Where are you? God bless you. Our beloved brother from Zimbabwe. From Harare.
Yes.
Please.
Just a few words of greeting.
Yes, I want to greet you.
Ich möchte euch grüßen.
In the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Im Namen unseres geliebten Herrn Jesus Christus.
It is a great privilege to come here.
Ist ein Vorrecht, hierher zu kommen.
Especially because tomorrow is the 3rd of December.
Besonders, weil morgen der 3. Dezember sein wird.
It is something special that was on God's calendar.
Das war doch etwas Besonderes im Kalender Gottes.
So we celebrate what God has done and what He's doing.
Wir werden mitfeiern, was Gott getan hat und tut.
God bless you richly.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Ja.
He can hear it. He can hear it, yes. Before it was Zimbabwe, it was Rhodesia. And before it was called Harare, it was called Salisbury. And Brother Frank was preaching there when it was still called Rhodesia. And when it was still called Salisbury. Yes, the Lord, from the very beginning, He opened the doors all over the world. May He bless also our brother Etienne Genton. May He bless all our brothers who are coming to translate. Brother Etienne Genton, I'm very happy about him. At that time, he was 14 years old when he heard Brother Branham. And when he witnessed the meetings, and we are just so grateful for such brethren who were touched by the Lord and who are passing on what God has entrusted to us. And when I heard that Brother Claudio Miskis was in Brazil translating what was preached in Kuwait. Do you know how one feels when one hears things like that? That God has really taken care for all the languages. And that's not only the 300 which were connected there, but that worldwide, in all languages, it can be passed on. Our beloved Brother Krein, he told me on Wednesday night, he told me, Brother Frank, the sermons which you are preaching in Bahrain and in Kuwait, these sermons, I translated them already in the Russian language, and one can hear them on YouTube. Brothers and sisters, let us thank our Lord God that He was searching and finding brothers, and He has equipped with all languages the brothers. Also our brother Pacheco, our brother Erwin, God bless you. Also here we have good news from Cuba in particular. Yes, may God bless beyond asking and beyond understanding in all peoples and tongues. And by grace, we may pass on what the Lord entrusted to us. Now, before we come to it, let me just read two things. I would say two catastrophic developments I would like to mention. Very written in big letters. Sweden Protestants make God to a she. They don't want that God is male, but they want that God is male and female. I'm asking myself, how far do the people want to go? It was the Sweden king who in the 30 Years' War on the German ground, he lost his life in the Counter-Reformation. He was fighting so that the Reformation could celebrate the victory. And as a Sweden king, where was it? In Saxony, he died. He gave his life for the matter of God. And now the Protestant church in Sweden wants that God is no more spoken as male. How far do the people want to go? It's of course enough to speak of the evolution theory. We believe the reality, the creation reality. We don't believe any theory. We only believe reality. And the second thing is that really one cannot understand. In Berlin shall be a house built in Berlin. for the one, a house for the one, for 43 million euros. And in this house, in the midst, is standing the Christianity. On the one side is Judaism, and on the other side is the Islam. And all shall be now united. And for this are 43.5 million euros planned. The unification is really going on. And brothers and sisters, when we see such things and hear such things, then we know what time it is on the clock. They all shall be united, but under Rome. And why did God say, why did God give grace in our time and say, ye my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing? Why did he say, gather ye my people so that they hear my words? God gathers his people. And then comes to fulfillment, Father, thou in me and I in them, so that we are all one. Not a unification of religions. The divine unity, God in Christ and Christ in us, the hope of glory. We may really thank our Lord God with all our hearts and soul that he has given us the grace to, in this special time, in this period of time, to hear of that what God promised and what he is doing by his grace in our time. And then we really come to some dates here which belong into the divine plan of salvation, whether it's the 11th of June 1933. As the simplest preacher, there was no more simple, no in the USA, no simple man as Brother Branham. 7 school years, he didn't speak a good English. He said it himself, that he is speaking a Kentucky English. But God takes that what is nothing before the world, and he is using the tools in a very special way. And here we have the announcement, we have heard it. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And I say this once again, and I say time again. Can you imagine my pain when one hears that in Pentecostal churches no one has heard of that, what God has done in our time? The more thankful we should become and giving the Lord the glory for it. And then came the 7th of May, 1946, when the angel of the Lord came directly in the supernatural light. He came into the room of Brother Branham. He was sitting there, having the Bible on his lap, reading in it. And the angel of the Lord stood before him. And Brother Branham stood up, and the angel of the Lord said, fear not, I am come from the presence of God. I was sent to give you the commission. And he told him the details of this ministry. And Brother Branham carried out what he was told, namely the evangelistic ministry, firstly, and then came the second part to it, namely the revelation of the seals and the revelation of the mysteries of God. And we are just so grateful for it. Yes, Brother Branham, he wanted to go to Switzerland. Firstly, there should be 5 meetings there. And at the end, I think there was only 1 meeting left, and the angel of the Lord spoke to him, "Don't make this trip. Return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. And store in the food." And the same Lord who gave this commission, the same Lord spoke to me on the 2nd of April 1962 with a mighty voice, commanded me, "My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you into other cities to preach my word." I know, I said it many times, but right on such a weekend, on the 2nd and 3rd of December, one remembers even the more the things which God has done by His grace. And you all know, I've said it here a couple of times, when the Lord said, "A great famine is coming, store in food with groceries," then we filled the shelves. We filled the shelves because we thought there's a catastrophe coming. And there came no catastrophe. And I could no longer stand it. I phoned Brother Branham whether I could come. End of November, I took my flight. On the 3rd of December, we were sitting together. And this man of God, he was sitting opposite of me. He was sitting Fred Softman and Bank Woods. And I could see his right eye was moving a bit. And I knew he's now in another dimension. And he lifted up his hand like this and he said, "May I tell you what the Lord spoke to you, word by word?" He repeated. And then you were thinking a natural famine is coming and you stored in natural food. God will send a hunger to hear His word. And the food which you have to store in is the word which God promised for this time. And it is on the sermons which are recorded on tapes. I say this with an open Bible before the presence of God, which are recorded on tapes. And then right at the end, "Wait with the giving out of the food until the time has come and until you have received the rest of the food." And you can imagine what this meant for me in that moment, where the ministry of the storing in was finished, where the message was delivered, where all mysteries were revealed, yes, and the man of God was taken into glory. Then my time has come. No one has to say this to me. I knew that. I knew it. And I returned. And then I carried out the ministry which the Lord has given to me. And as we said before, now the word of the Lord has reached the ends of the earth. And on the last first weekend in Africa, in many countries, we're connecting that more than 2,700 connections we had, which have heard the word of God. And everywhere, God's people were blessed. So, we are in the will of God. We are in the word of God. And we are having part in that, what God is doing right now. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We were not running after a charismatic, but we did what God said. We preached the word and we have given out the spiritual food. You all know Psalms 50. Gather ye my people, all who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Now God's people are gathered to hear the word. But today, it's real on my heart to say something about the beginning which with each one has to make: forgiving of sins, salvation of the soul, healing of sickness. And because we had a short conversation today, and because this precious thought became great to me for the first time in my life. It became really great to me for the first time that we not only preach healing, but I noted down the scripture that one can read, I am the Lord, your physician. That's how it is written. I have to clean up my glasses. That's how it is written. I am the Lord, your physician. This word really touched me and spoke to me today as never before. And do you know why? Our Lord didn't write out a recipe or what kind of therapy we have to take, but he came to us and he took upon himself all diseases here in the body of flesh. Do you understand this? Do you understand what I try to say? Not just, he is the Lord, my physician. No. He, as our Savior, came to us. And he has given us the salvation for us by his blood. He came to us as physician. And he took all the diseases upon himself so that we are healed by his stripes. I say it once again. Not a recipe and sending it out. No. By his stripes we are healed. Let me read this scripture so that you know that it's really written. Namely in Exodus chapter 15 at the end from verse 26. I am the Lord, your physician. Before that, the Lord has given instructions, and then he introduced himself as what he is. Not only a savior, but a healer. He is the healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15, verse 26 at the end. And let us go straight to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43 to show us that our Lord and Savior has come to us and has given us the full salvation by His grace. Here, Isaiah 43, or 53, verse 4, Isaiah 53, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Take it to heart, brothers and sisters, believe it. Believe what is written here. Isaiah 53. Our griefs, our sicknesses, and carried our sorrows. Our pains, I say it once again, not writing out a recipe. He took it upon Himself. He has borne our... Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. And now comes the second part. He was bruised for our iniquities. Both is included. The salvation of the soul, forgiveness of sins, and the healing of the body. Everything was given to us by God, by His grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then it continues. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. Be honest. If a special sickness comes upon us, then we have the thought, what did I do? Why does this happen now? Is this a chastisement? One really examines oneself. And therefore it's written here. Therefore it's written. Let us read it once again. And let us believe it with all our hearts. Verse 5. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. As sure as He had the wounds, so sure we were healed. As sure as He has shed His blood, so sure we were redeemed. Please take it to heart. Don't think on chastisement when something comes. Remember, the chastisement was laid upon Him. Upon Him, on the physician who came to Him, who came to us, on Him, the Savior who came to us and who has given Himself for us. And then it's told here, it said, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord, all of us, we are running on our own ways. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Then in the summary, in verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He has put Him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Here we have a short summary of that, what happened for us on the cross of Calvary. The salvation of our soul, the forgiveness of sins, and the healing of sicknesses. Even the pains he has taken upon himself. Don't forget it. The chastisement was laid upon him. And it cannot no more laid upon you, because it was laid upon him. And he went to the cross. He has shed his blood as a sacrifice. He has given himself. And he has given us a perfect redemption by his grace. And by faith, we may receive everything. Has this become great to you? That our Lord, as Savior, as Redeemer, as all in all, he has become everything for us. He gave himself for us. Yes, and has torn the letter of requirements into pieces. And we may walk out freely. We have received the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our bodies. Then here, in Psalms 103, a very well-known psalm, Psalms 103, it was already summarized. What we have in our Lord, Psalms 103, here it's written, from the very beginning, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And now it comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth thee all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Here we have it, in the announcement, in the Old Testament, and then in the realization, in the divine reality, we have it here on earth, in our Lord and Savior. Why do I have to say this today? Why? There are two things in our midst, two things, most surely. The one who need forgiveness, the forgiveness of their sins, and the other ones, they need healing. And both was given to us by God, by the redemption work on the cross of Calvary. And therefore, we may proclaim it freely. Be ye reconciled with God. Receive the redemption. Receive the healing. Receive the deliverance. Receive everything what God has given us in Jesus Christ. That we can really say, the Lord helped us on the day of salvation. Yes, the right hand of the Lord is exalted, and the victory of our God must and will be manifested by his grace, because God is true, and every word of God is true. And our Lord cried out on the cross, "It is finished." The veil in the temple was torn into pieces. The way is free. The blood is upon the mercy seat. And we may receive the grace and the forgiveness and the healing. And we may say to all people, receive what God has given us by faith. Accept it. And then it must and will be manifested. Then we have in the book of Acts, chapter 3, from verse 18, we have the summary which Peter has given in his second sermon. Acts, chapter 3, from verse 18, here the man of God writes the following. Acts chapter 3, from verse 18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. This is the beginning of the message here in the book of Acts, chapter 2. The man of God preached repentance, forgiveness, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and so forth. But then he comes back to it. But God showed in this manner, he showed beforehand by the mouth of all his prophets, brothers and sisters. It's so mighty that everything was foretold in the Old Testament, and we see it in the fulfillment also at the first coming of our beloved Lord. And also this we said many times. Firstly, the promise in the Word of God, and then the faith in that what God promised. And brothers and sisters, it's absolutely necessary that everyone feels spoken to. Not only feels, but that he knows the Lord is speaking now to me. Don't deal anymore with chastisement. Deal with your healing. The chastisement was laid upon him. Say to the Lord with all your heart. Say thanks to him. The curse was taken away. He became the curse for us. He has taken everything upon himself. Whatever was striking us came upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. Everything what was foretold in the Old Testament from the beginning of the New Testament took place. Brothers, sisters, one really can say it in every sermon. Firstly, a promise, and then the faith in that what God promised, and then the fulfillment of that. Brother Miskis, he mentioned it already. When the name of Jesus was mentioned for the first time, John the Baptist was jumping in the womb of his mother. And what does the Holy Scripture say? He was filled with the Holy Spirit from his birth on. Why? Because God's word became truth. He was a promised prophet. In the Old Testament, the promise, and then in the New Testament, the fulfillment. Brothers and sisters, what's the end of it? Of course, what the angel of the Lord said to Mary when he gave her the promise. Let me emphasize this, brothers and sisters. Oh, blessed are you who believed. The faith is beatified. Oh, blessed are you because you believed. And then, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me as you said. In that moment where we believe the promise of God, where we believe what God promised to us in his word, then it happens that the Holy Spirit comes upon us and that the promise becomes a divine reality, that we receive forgiveness, that we experience conversion, that we experience repentance, that we experience renewing, that we experience the baptism in the Holy Spirit, that we experience the healing, experiencing deliverance, that everything what God promised, that we experience it by faith. Amen. Let us summarize what's all about now. Before the return of Jesus Christ, all of the counsel of God must be proclaimed. And all who are of God, that's how we heard it in the word of introduction, they will hear the voice of God. And the Apostle John could say, we are of God, and whoever is of God heareth us. Let us not say it out of criticism, but let us say it. Whoever believes any religion, and this is all over the world like this, whole countries have this religion and this religion, also Christianity, they are the Orthodox, they are the Anglicans, they are the Lutherans, all are believing that what their church says. But we believe what God said in his word. And therefore, the word is justified in our time. We can say, we are of God, and we present God's word with all the promises, and whoever is born of God heareth the words of God. And then the statement, he who does not hear is deceived by the spirit of error. On the one side, the spirit of truth, and on the other hand, the spirit of error. And brothers and sisters, let us look into all the world. Nothing but error and deception. And where does it lead? Where does it lead to? To the great disappointment. I may not think of it, how it will be on the last judgment. But all the representatives of the religions, also of the Christian religions, will say on the last judgment what they will answer. Brothers and sisters, let us emphasize once again, before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, everything must be restored. We must come out from the Babylonian captivity, believing God, believing the promises, receiving them, and that what he has given us, experiencing it, and by grace putting ourselves unto the sight of God. Although then we are bearing reproach and that we are despised. But this is the main thought which Peter wrote in his epistle, not only in the book of Acts, chapter 2 and 3, but also at the beginning of his epistle, he emphasized it. What's it all about? 1 Peter, and here, right from the beginning, from verse 3, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Not only forgiveness, but being born again, receiving a new life from God. Also this we may say, our Lord and Savior was manifested in the flesh as the Son of God, the firstborn among many brethren. And we are born again unto a living hope, sons and daughters of God. And as sure as by the resurrection the new eternal life came forth, by the crucifixion the old body was crucified. The same it is with us. When we are crucified with Christ, then the old man is crucified. And therefore Paul could write, I am crucified with Christ. But by the resurrection, it is testified that the divine life was manifested. And therefore, the emphasis, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Then verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Just think of it. 2,000 years ago was the word written, which now applies. You who are kept by the power of God, not in our own power, by the power of God, by the resurrection power of our God, being crucified with Christ, being buried with him, rising with him unto a new life, who are kept by the power of God through faith, brothers and sisters, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And we are in the last time, and the return of our Lord is at hand. And by the faith, by the power of God, we are accompanied, we are kept, and by the Spirit of God, we are led by His grace. Then we could read on and on. Maybe just verse 12 from 1 Peter, chapter 1. Actually, one should read from verse 10. Verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you of the grace, of the redemption, of the healing, of everything what God promised. Yes, how shall this be? When will it be? And then all came to fulfillment. Verse 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Everything beforehand, dying, suffering, resurrection, ascension, everything the prophets testified of, and then searching, when will it happen? And we may look back and we can see when and how it took place at the first coming of Christ. And by grace, we may now see what is happening before the return of Christ. Now, verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now, not before that, but which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Let us summarize. Dear brothers and sisters, our God, He has laid it in such a way that we, now at the end of the time of grace, recognize what happened at the first coming of Christ, how all the promises were coming to fulfillment, and we may now see what He is doing before His return. And by grace we may believe, as the Scripture says. Please don't forget it. Our Savior did not bring us a message of theory. He came Himself. He took your and my place. He has taken your and my sins, your and my diseases, your and my pain. He took upon Himself. He paid the price on the cross of Calvary. And from today on, please, let us not judge ourselves anymore. And let us not say, why this, why that. Just receiving by faith, the chastisement was laid upon Him so that I might have peace. You all know, if one judges himself, that then one has no peace. One thinks about this, one thinks about that. Why this, why that? And then, let us, that we should have peace, peace with God. And then the mighty emphasis, and by His stripes we were healed. To Him, our Savior, who has taken care for everything, who came to us, who has taken everything upon Himself, who paid the price, to Him be the thanks and the glory and the worship with all our hearts and with all our souls. In Jesus' name, Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, "Just as I Am." Perhaps the two sisters have a song. Today, Brother Jean-Claude will sing the Maranatha chorus with us. You can also come to the front. Just so grateful. Just as I am. Even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. Even your sin would be red as crimson, it shall become white as snow.
Und was so rot wie Scharlach soll wie Wolle sein.
White as wool. Even your sin would be red as scarlet. Even your sin would be red as scarlet. It shall become white as the snow. It shall become white as the snow.
Hört die Stimme, die Lade.
The voice which invites you, be converted to God. Hear the voice who invites you, be converted to God. He is full of mercy. His faithfulness is great. Hear the voice. Hear the voice who invites you. Be converted to God. Be converted to God. He forgives transgression and he does not remember the sin anymore. He forgiveth transgression and does not remember the sin anymore. Come to him. Come to him, you who are heavy laden. With him there is peace. He forgiveth transgressions. He forgiveth transgressions. And does not remember the sin anymore.
Und gedenk der Sünde nicht.
Amen.
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 To the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks. That's how it is written. And that's how we believe it. With all our hearts. Now our brothers and sisters are coming. And today we will all tune in. The Maranatha chorus. We can all tune in. In all tongues. In all tongues. Praise and thanks. Be to the Lord. Praise God.
Alleluia. Thank you.
mercy.
Thank you. We bow our heads. We remain in prayer. We know the Lord comes. He promised it. And we believe every promise. And therefore, brothers and sisters, the serious proclamation, everything what belongs to our salvation, to experience it, conversion, repentance, baptism, the new birth, renewing the baptism in the Holy Spirit, everything what is part of it. And also, please take it to heart now. Brothers and sisters, our Lord didn't come to comfort us, but he promised, he that believeth on me, and in that moment where we believe the divine message and hear it, and when we believe it, then we may experience the forgiveness, the healing, the deliverance, everything by grace we may receive and accept and experience it. Please forgive me if I emphasize this once again. Our Lord didn't come to write out a recipe and to tell us, you can come again in 3 weeks. No. And again, no. All who came to the Lord, whether forgiveness, whether healing, whether deliverance, all who came to the Lord, they experienced everything what they had need of. That's how it is written. And that's how it takes place now again. It must and will take place like this. Our Lord, yes, he does comfort us. Yes, he gives us courage. And you will see the glory of God. And you will see the confirmation of the promises, the confirmation of the word. For that's how it is written. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also today, he doesn't send anyone away. Today, he spoke to us through his word. Today, we receive by faith the forgiveness, the healing, and the deliverance. And now I ask that all eyes are closed, but that all hearts are opened, and all who would like to be included into this prayer, please raise your hand now. Praise God. Lord Almighty God, as sure as all the hands are up, so sure you spoke to us through your word. Your word touched us. We believed it. And may all who need forgiveness, all who need deliverance and healing, may they receive it and accept it by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Believe and trust, and you can take it home. Salvation of your soul, the forgiveness of sins, the deliverance and the healing, everything God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord, by his grace, on the cross of Calvary, it took place. And even today, we may experience the full gospel and proclaim it. How many are here today for the first time? Please, let me see your hands. Those who are here today for the first time, may God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord bless all. May it not be the last time. You may be seated. I don't know. Do you want to sing a song for the glory of the Lord? One song. Let us sing. I will sing of my Redeemer. Song number one. I will sing of my Redeemer. Number one. Sisters, should there be some in our midst still who need a strengthening and who would like to come to the front, that we pray here for you and with you, then we sing the chorus once again. Just come to the front so that you are strengthened in the faith, just as I am.
Thank you.
only believe. Blessed and praised be our Lord. And as it was in the days of our Lord, in the days of the apostles, in the days of Brother Branham, that all who heard the word and who believed it, they experienced their salvation, healing and deliverance. So it is today, this evening, in our midst. The Lord is present. He has given us His word, and you received it by faith, and you may take it home for whatever you have asked for and whatever you have need of. Believe now and pray and receive. Let us pray together. Lord, Almighty God, you are the same today. We thank you with all our hearts. Whoever comes to you, him you will in no wise cast out. No! You are giving him forgiveness, deliverance, healing. Receive all who are here today. Receive by faith the forgiveness of your sins and the deliverance of bondages and the healing of diseases. Receive today from God in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to the living God. Praise be to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Let us sing, this is the day, this is the day.
The day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
This we believe, each one for himself with all his heart and with all his soul. Be blessed, and you received for whatever you have asked for. And this day will go into history of the plan of salvation in your life. Today, you made the right decision before God. You came to the Lord with that, what you have asked from him. and by faith you received. Say amen. Say all amen. Brother Schmidt, please come and close with us in prayer. Great God, Father in heaven, we thank you for your holy word, and that you are still on the throne of grace. Lord in heaven, we see your word has not returned void, but it has accomplished for what you have sent it for. You, who you have given us forgiveness, deliverance and healing and redemption, you confirmed it now. All who are standing here and everywhere, all over the world, there are people who are coming to you. Lord, they are testifying that you are the healer and the savior. We thank you that you spoke to us, to me personally. We ask also for those who have come to the front. Lord, they are not coming to a man or to somewhere, but they're coming before you, the living and true God, the only true God. We thank you together for the grace and for the faithfulness. We glorify your holy name and we ask you, Lord Jesus, keep us in thyself, in your word, Lord Jesus, for the glorification of your name. Help each one of us, young and old, great and little, my God, we ask it and we thank you for it, for the wonderful faithfulness and grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised.
Amen.